by changing the composition of what is in these boosters, we are able to elicit and essentially refresh the immune response so that it will hopefully do a better job of eliminating the virus. The problem is, if we wait a few months till we have the kind of clinical data that we had before, well, you can see what happened with Delta and with Omicron BA1. We're going to be on to the next thing. And so we may not be able to provide people with the kind of protection that we'd like that will hold them for a longer period of time. We're the first, I think, to acknowledge we don't want to have people constantly getting booster shots. So the goal here is to use our best knowledge, and we're very comfortable with this, to provide people with the longest duration of protection that we can. We heard loud and clear from parents that they did not want us to see kids left behind. And so we will make sure that as we get submissions in and have the data, that we expand the age range down, we can hopefully drive down some of the adverse outcomes from COVID-19 in the next weeks, but then also hopefully protect the population against a swing of COVID-19 that could come up as we come into the fall months, Thanksgiving time, when once again we go indoors and people tend to get together socially, which we know is kind of a ripe way to transmit more COVID.